It's Friday, the 26th of September, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. The non-bank financial sector proved resilient for last year, with total assets climbing 14.3% to 474.2 billion Namibia dollars, Namfisa's chief executive Kenneth Matumola reported, overseeing 132 financial institutions and more than 14,700 intermediaries. The sector continues to underpin fiscal stability. Jonette Aces of Namfisa.
Mr. Matumola expressed gratitude to the board, executive team, staff, media and all stakeholders for their support, acknowledging the role of former Minister of Finance, Honorable Ipumbu Shimi, and welcoming the new Minister, Honorable Erica Shafuda, as a partner in advancing Namibia's financial transformation. CEO Mr. Kenneth Matumola concluded Namfisa remains committed to building a resilient, competitive and inclusive financial sector that serves all Namibians. Together with our stakeholders, we continue to drive stability, innovation and prosperity.
Saddam Michael Amushelelo, also known as the People's General, will contest the upcoming local authority elections in Windhoek. He pledged to transform the city, which he says has deteriorated into a village with a few lights, promising change if elected. Councillor.
Can't be called a city anymore because we have those who have been in charge have reduced this thing to nothing more than a village council. And that is why we must be able to restore the city to its glory. 061 is no longer 061. This place feels like 064. It feels like 063, maybe an 062, but definitely not 061. So the glory of 061 must be brought back. Windhoek, stand up!
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says the G20 remains the leading forum for international economic cooperation, addressing urgent global challenges. Speaking at the G20 foreign ministers meeting at the UN in New York, he noted that South Africa's G20 presidency has exceeded expectations.
Africa's G20 presidency has been going on more than we had ever expected. And even those countries that were doubtful about their full participation have come round to realize that the issues that we have put on the agenda of the world are impactful, they are meaningful.
Authorities in Madagascar have enforced a dusk to dawn curfew in the capital following a violent protest over frequent power cuts and water shortages. A senior security official confirmed on Thursday to Reuters. Police fired tear gas to disperse thousands of mostly young demonstrators marching with placards in Antananarivo. Internationally, the U.S. economy is proving resilient in the face of concerns over the job market and inflation. It grew at a rate of 3.8% in the second quarter, according to revised government figures, complicating the outlook for more interest rate cuts from its Federal Reserve. Kate Fisher is our correspondent in Washington.
U.S. gross domestic product, or GDP, was revised up to an annualized 3.8% rate in the second quarter, according to the Commerce Department. Its fastest pace in nearly 2 years. The expansion's been driven by resilient consumer spending and a sharp contraction in the trade deficit as the flood of imports has slowed. The positive data means the Federal Reserve may consider it less urgent to cut interest rates further. In Washington, Kate Fisher.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.